The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
I am 2 seconds from being on you like white on rice and a glass of milk and a paper plate in a snowstorm.
The following has been rated PC for politically correct.
Pay attention, you just may learn something.
It's the sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE. Listen to this story about this Texas border rancher.
Sometimes this place is real hard to defend, but it's my home. If I could live anywhere in the United States, I'd be in Texas. And if anywhere in Texas, I'd live right here on this border. There's a romance, there's a, you know, ambiance about this place that it's unlike anywhere else. My name's Martin Wall. I live in Eagle Pass, Texas. I ranch and import cattle from Mexico and feed cattle. My family leased it they had a 100-year lease on this place, and so they've been here since the late 30s, early 40s. And in 2021, May 20th, I had to own it, so I bought it. It's been a dream of mine. I mean, I was living my dream. Every day I woke up, I lived my dream. The day I bought it, that night we were laying in bed, me and my wife, and she woke me up, and there was some illegals that were there in the kitchen. And you know, we had to go in there and just a... Having somebody in your kitchen that you can't do nothing about, that are pretty much, you know, that they have no respect for you, that they just pretty much spit in your face, and we called the Border Patrol, and they told us that we were on our own. The local sheriff's department didn't want to do anything, and so we had to kind of fend for ourselves. And it was a pretty empty feeling when your wife didn't feel safe in your own home, at her own home that you just bought that day. The railroad splits our ranch in two, and our southern half is going to be the U.S. Customs for the railroad. So then they run the X-ray machine, the train through the X-ray machine, and the illegals were running to get on the train to ride the train north. And they couldn't get on until it went through the X-ray. So they would just come and congregate right there on our house, waiting for the train to pass to where they could get on it. And, you know, hundreds of them a day. Hundreds, you know, sometimes there were, you know, 400 or 500 people out there. After the Biden went in and they started coming, we didn't get to have any cattle anymore because they would cut the fences so bad and cattle drew. I couldn't keep them in. I couldn't keep 20 head of roping steers in. They'd cut the fences on our arena. And And so our days consisted of from probably 8 to 2. You know, we'd be fixing fence that they tore up the night before. And then the last 2 hours a day, we would start, you know, fixing windows and tractors, or, you know, they burnt the engine up on a bulldozer. And I mean, just all kinds of stuff, trying to secure things down that they're not going to steal. At one point, I was at my arena and I was welding, and I kept my doors open in my truck so where I could hear the phone ring over the welder. And I was 10 feet away from it, welding, and I had my hood down. And when I got done, I went back to my truck to go call the house, check on everything. And I couldn't find my phone, my briefcase, my pistol, my computer. Everything in my truck was gone. And the guy that works for me, he came over and he saw a bunch of little footprints on the passenger side of the truck in the dirt. And we tracked those footprints for about a mile and a half, 2 miles. And the girl had him. And she had a backpack on, and we called my phone, and it rang in her backpack. Border Patrol, number one, they were too busy. They just said, call somebody else. So we called the DPS, which they had to call the county police. And our sheriff came out there, and his exact words was, "Por besito, Martin, you have enough." And he let her go. That was an empty feeling, just not having any. You know, you're pretty much on your own down here. It was the Wild West. It's not Mexico. I saw very few Mexicans. Very, very few Mexicans. It was everywhere but Mexico. It was Somalia, China, the Congo. I mean, people from all over the world. You know, Russians. You know, they were all from all over, different walks of life everywhere. And they were out of prisons, they were all had records, and they would just sit there, and you would see them, the guys would catch them, and 2 days later you'd see the same people coming back through. They just drive them to the river and let them go, and then they'd come right back. The worst part of the whole thing was just seeing the kids with their blank look on their face, of because the crying was over for them. By the time they got to here, they were already over crying, and they have the most empty eyes that you've ever seen, you know, because they're 13 kids with 3 adults, and knowing that they're not their parents or loved ones or guardians. They're, you know, you at one time I tried to get some water, and to watch the adults rip the water out of the children's hands to drink for themselves is heartbreaking, because knowing those kids are what they're going to have to go through.
We found a woman that had been raped by 12 different men, and I was really scared for my daughter, because there were so many girls that had been raped that they'd found that were beaten. I mean, I said one, but there'd been lots of them.
You'd be driving along there, and you'll find a little shrub brush, and they'd have panties and little socks and, you know, undergarments, little bras, and hanging in the trees as a shrine. As, you know, knowing somebody got raped there and that they were shrining it, is, and being 100 yards from your house really bothers you, knowing that that happened within eyesight of my house, you know, and that kind of gets you really, makes you second guess, are you being a better parent by keeping your kids involved in that? But I promised myself that I wouldn't have my kids be a prisoner in their own home, so I still let them go around the ranch and you know, be kids and act like kids. But I had to send my daughter out with a pistol, and my son, he couldn't go ride his bike and do, you know, things with normal kids that I got to grow up, you know, doing, exploring, and you couldn't do that with him no more. It was just, there was people just all the time, every day, all hours of the day, just surrounding your place.
Before, we used to have people that came across that were looking for work, but under the Biden administration, it seemed like it was mostly like criminals, and they didn't want work or anything. They just came here to be destructive.
All I was trying to do was make a living, to hold my cattle, I had to go as far as leasing land, you know, in 500 miles away. And to have another total expense like that,
it's not feasible. It just doesn't work. The day Biden went into office, it was like he turned it on. And here they come. And the day Trump went in, it was over. So it was all, it leads me to believe it was all, you know, by plan. 100%. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. Just from 1 minute to the next, it stopped. What the illegal immigration did in the Biden era was I quit counting at $364,000 because I was just obsessed with it. I just sit there and look at the numbers and look at the numbers and wonder how I was going to make it tomorrow or make payroll or buy groceries or anything. I just don't think you could dig a hole that deep. You know, so when you're that far down, it's easy to look up.
We spent our hard money, you know, everything that my husband's worked for, to buy this place that his parents, or I mean his grandparents, never had the opportunity to buy. And then as soon as we buy it, then we get all this destruction and we haven't had a chance to enjoy it. All we've been doing is defending it the last 4 years because we just got it in 2021.
Being alive out here is what I, but it was the best about being American. Being able to skip rocks at the tank and being able to teach my son about, you know, grasses and where they grow. And I mean, it's the freedom to worship who you want to worship, to you know, the capitalism to make your own way in life.
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no. No, you can't do that. No, don't go play your favorite sport. No, you better sit this one out. It's no way to live. So if pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help get you back to living life on your terms. One where you say yes a lot more. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. For good. Whether it's your back, neck, joints, or muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. So give Relief Factor's 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how with less pain you can say yes to more of everything you want. 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6745. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6745. That's 800-575-6745. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Every Every year, over 200,000 cases of elder abuse are reported in California. It's estimated that out of every reported case, 24 remain unknown. Learn the signs, and if you suspect abuse and neglect or self-neglect, physical, mental, sexual, and financial abuse in a facility or in a home, visit ombudsman.org for more information. No abuse, report abuse. Brought to you by PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging, Long-Term Care Ombudsman.
At the Community Foundation of the North State, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State. Local giving, powerful results. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Call in now and join the conversation. 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. It's the Larry Elder Show.
888-971-SAGE. 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Democrats don't know how to respond to the victory by this self-described socialist who won the Democratic primary for mayor of New York. Also, Bernie Sanders on the Joe Rogan podcast. Joe Rogan brought up the media bias, and Bernie Sanders tried to defend ABC and CBS. By the way, an arbitrator has recommended that CBS settled its lawsuit filed by Donald Trump over the editing of the Kamala Harris interview by paying the Trump Organization or Trump Library $20 million, but Trump wants an apology, which CBS is, at least right now, unwilling to do. We're going to talk about that later on as well. Now, long article by American Greatness on Silicon Valley, which used to be the Wild West for entrepreneurs, people going there, young people to get rich. And then all of a sudden, it became woke. And this is a parallel to what's happened at our academia. We've talked about University of Michigan being the largest big university that spent the most money on DEI. And now professors are afraid to teach. Kids are huddled into little groups, ethnic groups. It's backfired. A lot of corporations, since Trump got reelected, are ending their DEI programs. Military recruitment is vastly up as a result of getting back to merit. But this article describes what happened to Silicon Valley. And if you're in corporate America, if you're in academia, I'm sure this is parallels what happened to you in the last few years. It says the core ideology of Silicon Valley has always been fundamentally libertarian, populated by entrepreneurs, and this heartland of high tech, innovation, startups, successful companies. Why? They build the most compelling products anybody's ever seen. They have created industries that dominate the world, where a few years earlier there was nothing. They invent wants that become needs, that become necessities. They drive the future of the world. And the competition is, or at least was, ruthless and unrelenting. The people that rise to the top are the smartest, most creative, most energetic people on the planet. Until all of a sudden, DEI. Until that happened, most of the Silicon Valley's top executives, according to this article, were almost apolitical. They might have been moderate, pro-business Democrats without strong passions either way. But the downward spiral began around 2010. a quiet takeover was happening. Get this. Under pressure to hire diverse workforces, but unable to find and hire enough software engineers who filled their criteria, they put people who they were forced to hire, who they otherwise would have hired, in human resources and in marketing, where there was no shortage of quote-unquote diverse applicants. And all of a sudden, the emphasis became multiculturalism, social issues, pressure occurred particularly between 2016 and 2020 during the Biden years. Quote, under Biden, every imaginable left-wing, allegedly counterculture obsession became mainstream and mandatory. Tolerance was passé. Active endorsement and promotion with a new norm. Condemnation and cancellation of any content even slightly critical of these movements. At the same time, movements that had never occurred to more than a minute fraction of the population became urgent and visible. In particular, transsexual and transgender rights. Again, tolerance did not exist. Active endorsement was required. Human resource departments were now expanded and entrenched. Large departments forced new mandates. They, quote, took it upon themselves to move well beyond screening and hiring new employees or managing health benefits. They now held company seminars, brought in diversity consultants, sent employees to sensitivity trainings. They even set up snitch lines to encourage anyone who felt marginalized or in any way mistreated to report the offenders. In what saner times would have been non-incidents, there were now hundreds of microaggressions to be investigated, all of them consuming corporate resources and time and given unwarranted attention. And the tech bros who just wanted to write code and get rich started to notice that their workplace was becoming unpleasant. Where there had once been a hierarchy of brilliant action-oriented bosses, there were now commissars who cared more about whether or not you had complied with the directive to insert your preferred pronouns in your email signature. From top to bottom, competent people began to feel more resentment. Now, get this. And then came the 2024 presidential election, where despite everything, despite the media out to get him, the biggest comeback in history of American politics, Trump won again. As was the case with the rancher we just talked about, it was as if someone just switched on a light. Talented employees and results-oriented executives were able to speak their minds again. It wasn't that they became right-wing zealots. It just meant they didn't have to agree with every crazy left-wing idea imaginable. They were set free. It was a shift felt not just in Silicon Valley, but around the world. Now, what's happening in Silicon Valley shouldn't surprise anybody. It was always a culture based on merit, based on achievement, based on success. Such a culture is incompatible with woke ideology. That there was going to be a collision between the two was inevitable. And now the merit-based people have the upper hand since the re-election of Donald Trump. I'm Larry Elder.
Charlie Kirk here. I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Please watch my documentary, Electric Vehicles, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. Available now on SalemNow.com. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Have you gone over to LarryElderShop.com yet? Checked out the new LA Riots 2025 shirt and hoodie and mugs. If you're watching Salem News Channel, it's on your print screen as we speak. Go to LarryElderShop.com and do not forget to use promo code ELDER20 for 20% off. Wear the truth, sip with purpose, because we've got a country to save. I want to talk about Joe Rogan's encounter with Bernie Sanders when Rogan brought up media bias, and Sanders seemed to suggest that the bias really wasn't there, or By the way, what about Trump? Trump. Now, just talking about how DEI affected Silicon Valley. And this is one of the reasons why, in my opinion, we're not hearing a whole lot from former President Barack Obama. What's he going to say about Jasmine Crockett? What's he going to say about AOC? Democrats are wondering why he has not been more political, number one.
In an era of political strife, he stands out as one of the biggest and best known and as well as most admired Democrats in our country.
But former President Barack Obama is taking some heat from his own party. WBZ political analyst John Keller explains why.
Looks like you got a bustling crowd here.
A rare public appearance by the former president last month, visiting the caterer who will be feeding visitors to the future Obama Presidential Center in Chicago. But lately, some Democrats have been wondering when or if Obama will serve up some of the political leadership they're hungry for. He spoke to a packed house in Hartford Tuesday night with video and audio recording prohibited, and according to the New York Times, kept his remarks to, quote, veiled critiques and professorial musings. Without ever mentioning his successor by name, Obama did say the administration's behavior was, quote, consistent with autocracies. We're not there yet completely, but I think that we are dangerously close to normalizing behavior like that. And we need people both outside government and inside government saying, let's not go over that cliff, because it's hard to recover.
No one's asking him to be a savior, and I think if you do, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Former Boston Phoenix reporter Mark Leibovich wrote about Obama's low profile this month in the Atlantic magazine.
Vice President Kamala Harris!
Even though polls show Obama is the most popular living Democrat, it isn't clear there's much he can do after his campaigning for Kamala Harris didn't measurably help her.
He is emblematic of a Democratic Party that is perceived to be overly rich, overly disconnected, not terribly concerned about the lives of real people, and he just seems very much in a cocoon of culture, of wealth, of celebrity.
You may recall Obama rebuked black male voters during the campaign last year for not rallying more behind the Harris candidacy without much impact. Donald Trump doubled his 2016 support among black men. And the truth is, few former presidents wind up wielding much political clout after they leave office. The only exception to the rule in modern times is Mr. Trump, who essentially began running again the moment he left office. John Keller, At Large, WBZ News.
So the question on the table is real simple. Why do you suppose President Barack Obama, who remains young and vibrant, hasn't spoken up? Answer is real simple. His party has become more and more woke. The energy is on the woke side. I mean, early polls show that one of the front runners for the 2028 presidential nomination on the Democratic side is AOC. Is Barack Obama going to criticize AOC? Going to criticize a self-described Democrat socialist? What's he going to say about Jasmine Crockett? What's he going to say about DEI? He's the one who signed the executive order to mandate that DEI be in certain aspects of the federal government. Biden took it to another level. What is he going to say? I mean, even Cuomo has criticized AOC. Number 10.
And I'm not picking on AOC. I respect her success in developing a following. I just think that she's killing her party. She is a deranged form of Democrat. And I'm pointing her out because she's at the top of the food chain. A recent CNN poll found she's the top Democratic leader who best reflects the core values of the Democratic Party. And this is by Democratic voters. She ranked higher than Harris, Jeffries, Newsom, even Obama. Are you kidding me?
So what is Barack Obama going to say? 888-971-7243, Larry Elder. We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside and getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is the key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pain, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your routine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it uses a special formula of 4 natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is. To get your days going without pain, try their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Simply call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Whether you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
Charlie Kirk here, dog lover and friend of Rough Greens founder, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black. Most of us live routine lives, work, home, family, repeat, day in, day out. It doesn't change much. But what about your dog? Whether you notice it or not, your dog is changing. At some point, they are going to start slowing down. Maybe they already are. Is your dog constantly licking and scratching, or dealing with stiff, achy joints or painful digestive symptoms? Or maybe they just need their energy back? Rough Greens is not a replacement for your dog's food. It's the live nutrients missing from your dog's food. Because your dog has always been there for you, now it's your turn. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your dog today. Just cover shipping. Call them at 214-ROUGH-DOG or go to roughgreens.com and use discount code KIRK. That is RUFFGreens.com, promo code Kirk, or call 214-RUFFDOG. Rough Greens, a healthy change for your changing dog.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
'76.
America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Last week, there was a big conference. 1,600 reporters and editors attended a conference in New Orleans called Investigative Reporters and Editors Conference, where they all but attacked the right as extremists and how you should cover these extreme issues in America. The man who wrote about this is my next guest. He's senior editor at the Daily Signal, author of 2 books, Making Hate Pay, The Corruption of the Southern Poverty Law Center, and Woketopus, The Dark Money Cabal Manipulating the Federal Government. Please welcome back to the program Tyler O'Neill. Tyler, thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it. Tyler, how do you attend the conference? You get a letter. Are you invited? How does it work?
Thanks, Larry. Yeah, no, I. So what it is, you register. My boss recommended it. She had gone to the conference before, and you know, it was all about just tips and tricks for investigative reporters and editors. And it's got a storied history. IRE is what it's called, the Investigative Reporters and Editors Conference. And they had a ton of really good advice for journalists who are looking for stories. But the thing is, like so many of these big established things, you know, and this really should come as no surprise, because most of journalism has unfortunately gone way off the deep end on the left. But, you know, so many people here were liberal, and it was like they'd never met a conservative in their lives. And so they had, you know, they had this specific training dedicated to following, tracking the right. And all of it was from the perspective of, oh, those conservatives, you know, if they're working on legislation in D.C., if they're scheming, you know, they're pushing extremism. And they seized on Charlie Kirk. They mentioned, you know, Moms for Liberty. And pretty much the suggestion was at the conference, you know, most people at the conference were liberal, and they acted as though it was the natural journalist position to be liberal and to be trying to expose those evil conservatives.
Well, Tyler, that was going to be my next question. It just seems to me that if I'm one of these moderators or panelists, I'm aware that there's got to be a few Tyler O'Neills in the crowd somewhere. There's got to be a few people who voted for Donald Trump there somewhere. So maybe we ought not be so one-sided. But that does not seem to be the case.
No, I mean, it was very hard. And naturally, when I was there, I wasn't going out of my way to try to find other conservatives. But I assumed that, you know, and partially because of the way that it was structured, you look at the... So this panel specifically uncovering the right, you know, naturally was interesting to me. I'm like, oh, are they going to give tips for following me as a conservative journalist? Luckily, I wasn't on the menu. But if you look at each of the different panels that they had to choose from throughout the conference, everything was, you know, how to cover climate change, how to cover X, how to cover Y, how to push the liberal narrative and find new investigative stories that lead in this political direction. It was like, how do you track the flights that DHS and immigration enforcement are deporting people with? And it was always from that perspective. So it really got, you get the sense that IRE doesn't realize that there are conservative journalists out there, or they... And the other thing was, maybe they just don't realize how much they're alienating potential conservative journalists, because I do think that they want conservative journalists to go. I mean, the more journalists overall who go to IRE, that's better for the institution. But they had such a monoculture there of this pushing on every liberal issue that, you know, I understand why conservatives might not want to go.
Well, I think it's another option or explanation as to why they're doing all of this, Tyler. They don't care. I mean, you think about yeah. Terry Moran, the guy that just got fired from ABC News. He posted that horrible tweet about Stephen Miller. He now has a podcast or something, and he recently said that a journalist's job is not to be objective. Now, the statement that was put out when ABC fired him is that he violated their terms of objectivity, and here he is saying, I have no need to be objective as a journalist. I just need to be fair and accurate, he said. I don't need to be objective. That's how I think these people feel for the most part.
Yeah, especially the presenters in that Tracking the Right panel. I mean, these are some of the dyed-in-the-wool, like, they see all of journalism as an activist attempt to prevent the right from ever taking power. And so they will do whatever they can to expose and demonize conservatives. And, you know, they're presenting to other people who are kind of interested in the topic. I don't know if everybody in that room would have the same animus toward conservatives as they did. But, you know, these are people who spend their entire work, you know, their life's work is trying to make the right look as horrible as possible. And they were saying, you know, this was advice. What really shocked me was there was someone in the crowd who raised his hand and went up and asked a question, and he said, you know, he said, how do we convince publishers and editors that we need more contextualizing? Essentially saying, how do we make it so that we convince the higher-ups in journalism that we're not being negative enough to conservatives, that we're not twisting everything?
Mm-hmm.
And the people on the panel didn't push back on his suggestion and say, oh, no, we need to be objective. They said, oh, yeah, here are some tips on how to do that, on how to convince them to be more aggressive.
You mentioned, Tyler, one of these panels was, quote, belonging under fire. In an era of backlash against diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts, close quote. In other words, how do I defend DEI in an era where people are beginning to attack DEI? That's how these people think. Tyler, I'm in Los Angeles, and the newspaper, of course, out here is the LA Times. When they were covering the BLM George Floyd protests of 2020, and the journalists of color were angry, and it went public because they felt that the newspaper was being too mean to the protesters.
Yeah, well, and you get that sense at this conference, because I'm going, and each of the panel, like one of the panels was talking about the I was interested because they were talking about the war on terror, and I'm thinking, oh, this will be interesting from perspective, and they start connecting the war on terror to immigration enforcement.
Charlie Kirk here, dog lover and friend of Rough Greens founder, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black. Most of us live routine lives, work, home, family, repeat, day in, day out. It doesn't change much. But what about your dog? Whether you notice it or not, your dog is changing. At some point, they are going to start slowing down. Maybe they already are. Is your dog constantly licking and scratching, or dealing with stiff, achy joints or painful digestive symptoms? Or maybe they just need their energy back. Rough Greens is not a replacement for your dog's food. It's the live nutrients missing from your dog's food. Because your dog has always been there for you, now it's your turn. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your dog today. Just cover shipping. Call them at 214-ROUGH-DOG or go to roughgreens.com and use discount code KIRK. That is RUFFGreens.com, promo code Kirk, or call 214-RUFFDOG, Rough Greens, a healthy change for your changing dog.
Larry Elder here, and I'm excited to tell you about my new movie called Electric Vehicles, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. Now, I love my gas-powered car, but I also care about the planet. And so I pose the question, are EVs really better for the planet than gas-powered vehicles?
An electric vehicle is a computer with four wheels and some seats.
Torque is instantaneous. The batteries are lasting very long.
Charging them at your house using solar is amazing.
What do you do with these batteries when they go bad?
Long distance, they create anxiety. Sitting in the parking lot just burst into flames.
The components are made in China, so there could be tracking mechanisms put into Americans' cars.
We're going to be relying on China.
It's not just a movie about cars. It's about how we choose to shape our future and the ethical, environmental, and security issues they create. Electric Vehicles, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, produced by Impactful Pictures. Watch it or buy the DVD now at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com.
Big news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange. And millions like you are joining our news revolution. Newsmax is now the fourth highest rated news channel, just behind CNN. Reuters says we're one of the top news brands in America. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty, and more. So download our free Newsmax app on your smartphone or TV and start watching. President Trump says Newsmax is truly terrific. Get the free Newsmax app and check out Newsmax shares on the stock exchange. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such an offer would be unlawful.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
888-971-7243, 888-971-SAGE. Next hour, very interesting discussion about media bias with Joe Rogan and Bernie Sanders. We'll have that for you, and we will discuss. You wake up every morning wondering how pain is going to affect your day, whether you're going to be playing ping pong, kayaking, or laying on your hammock. Bill used to, but not anymore. Let me tell you about his Relief Factor story. For Bill, pain made simple tasks, like pulling on socks, turning doorknobs, even taking milk from the fridge, agonizing challenges. After 2 years of suffering, Bill tried Relief Factor. What would happen next shocked him. Within days, he felt a change. 2 weeks, 50% better. 2 months, Bill felt better than he had in 20 years. I've told you many times about my buddies who are golfers, and they won't go a day without Relief Factor. They say it enables them to swing freely without that little twinge in their back. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel better and live better. Join the over 1 million people who've turned to Relief Factor just like Bill. Call right now to try their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Less than a dollar a day. Don't let pain keep you from living every day the way you want. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. We're also going to be talking next hour about the socialists who won the Democratic primary for the mayor of New York. William is in San Bernardino, California. William, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
How are you, William?
Going back to when you... I'm sorry. Go ahead, Larry.
I just said, how are you, William?
Well, for an old man, I'm doing quite well, thank you.
Both of us.
going back to when you were talking about Obama and him not talking about the Democrat candidates, mm-hmm. I think his dishonesty started during his presidency. It continued during the Trump presidency, but it reached its high point during the Biden presidency. They sold us a bill of goods, and he led that charge. And nobody cares really what he has to say anymore.
Well, I think you're right. He certainly demonstrated his powerlessness when he chastised the brothers for not voting for Kamala Harris. And look, Donald Trump's victory and his re-election is a complete refutation of the Obama years. We were lectured about systemic racism, lectured about DEI, lectured about how the police are hostile to black people. And people have had it. So what's he going to say? The party has got a big division between people like Jasmine Crockett and AOC. And Obama is not a fool. He knows that they're losers. But that's where the energy is. He does not want to be canceled, so he doesn't say one word. It's also Bill to introduce reparations. He's always been opposed to it. Didn't say one word. He doesn't want to be canceled, and he knows he's powerless.
Larry Elder here.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.